Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
It's a big weekend, and as we were saying, there's lots going on, particularly plenty of water sports and plenty of trips to the beach over the next few days. This woman is one of the top kayakers in the world, and now she's putting her stamina and skill to the test, and there's no doubt about that, in a big, big fundraiser for a charity close to her heart. And I know she's been working on this very, very hard lately, and she is Anais O'Donovan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Certainly not as fit as you are. But I get back there. Mind you, I've never kayaked in my life. It's one of the most thrilling sports, isn't it, in the world?
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So tell me about, you know, the stamina required and the effort that goes into just, you know, being someone who's totally consumed in this really high energy, high performance sport.
Yeah, so our sport, kayaking, obviously uses a lot of energy and power and stamina. I guess it's something that we build up over time, and the more you do it, the easier it gets. You know, it's just like when you walk for the first time and then suddenly you're running 5K without even realizing it, you know, it all adds up.
And where do you work when you're sort of preparing for a big event? Where are you based?
Right now, I'm kind of based quite locally because all my energy is being put into the fundraiser. So I'm based now in West Cork at the moment, preparing.
And what is preparing like there in West Cork? Give us an idea of what, you know, a session would be per day.
In a typical day, I will head out onto the water. I'll paddle for an hour and a half, just getting my body to be back used into a boat. If I'm training for like freestyle or whitewater, it'll be a bit different. We'll probably be traveling up the country, whereas at the moment it is just all flat water paddling, so it can be accessed anywhere. So I'm very fortunate down in West Cork, we have so many flat water areas like Loch Eyne or the various beaches and stuff around.
Oh, what? Give us an idea of some of the beaches. Like, as I was saying earlier to John Mathers from the RNLI, we've got some of the most beautiful beaches in the world here, haven't we?
We do. So I'm very fortunate where I'm living, that I'm only a stone throw away from Skull, Baltimore, Onehunga, Inchidani. Some of the places that people travel hours from Dublin to come down to visit, it's just on my doorstep.
And Inchidani, probably one of the most breathtaking beaches, like for its scope and its size and like how broad it is and how far out you can walk during one of these low, low tides. When you have that beach to yourself at 6 o'clock in the morning, it must be exhilarating.
It's incredible. I always refer to when we have a group of friends, and sometimes we'll say there's only three of us and we're just completely absorbed in the moment. Sometimes you're lucky to get to see dolphins and whales and seals. And it's just breathtaking. Nobody even knows that you're out there. It's just incredible.
And I take it you're a first-class swimmer.
I would be pretty good at swimming. I think you kind of have to be for like not being afraid to go into the water. And like sometimes things happen and we end up coming out of our boats. So being able to be competent in the water to swim back into shore or to rescue our boats, I think it's important to be able to swim.
And have you had any of those moments, those scary kind of moments?
I think it happens to everybody who's learning to kayak, and it gets less frequent the better a kayaker you become. But then the better you become when you do take what we call a swim, it does become even scarier because you're typically going down a waterfall or something like that.
Yeah.
But we deal with the scenarios as they all come up. We are all trained in like swift water rescue, whitewater technicians. We all wear buoyancy aids, helmets. We all have a method of rescuing each other on the river. Everyone has each other's back. So it's just one of these sports that there's so much teamwork involved and we are so prepared. People don't always realize like how much stuff we actually carry, but every time we're on the water, we have ample safety equipment just in case.
And if you're one of the top kayakers, I presume you can look forward to seeing some of the most beautiful places in the world when you travel.
Absolutely. We get to travel so much as part of our sport. But to be honest, some of the most breathtaking places I've visited have been locally around West Cork. Just sea kayaking around the different cliffs and stuff around like the old Head of Kinsale and things like that. There's like hidden caves, hidden tunnels and stuff that you get to experience when you are sea kayaking where you wouldn't ever be able to go by foot, if you get me.
And do you all hang around together? Is it a sort of a close-knit group of kayakers?
I think everybody has their own group that they go out on the water with, and then everyone kind of meets up at different events throughout the year.
And is it a full-time job?
Well, there's no money in it, so I don't know if it can be classed as a job.
it's a love, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a passion for sure. We all love the sport, and we do anything to be able to do it every day.
Yeah, I was reading up a little on the big fundraiser that you're taking part in. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So on June the 10th, myself and 10 of my friends, so 11 of us in total, will be kayaking for 24 hours to raise funds for the RNLI. We will be starting from Phoenix Kayaking Club in Cork City and kayaking from 8 a.m. until 8 a.m. the following morning. We should have a combined total of 264 hours between us. We've decided to do this challenge for the RNLI because we never know when we might need them. As a water sports enthusiast, we rely heavily on the efforts that the RNLI put in any case of an emergency. So we're trying to raise as much money as we can while still like spreading awareness for water safety and like promoting people to get active in the outdoors as well. So far we have raised €2,700 and we're hoping to keep those numbers climbing and climbing and see if we can make a massive difference to the RNLI and all the efforts that they put in.
Wow, that's wonderful. And tell me, when is it happening?
So it's Saturday the 10th of June.
Saturday week.
8 a.m. until Sunday the 11th of June, 8 a.m.
Right, okay. Well, good luck to you. We'll see you at some point over that weekend anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, Anasee, it's lovely to talk to you and have a nice weekend, safe weekend, and best wishes to all of your colleagues as well.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Gareth, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.